Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The High Court throws out an application by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai saying he does not have a role to play in the determination of dates for by-elections.
The Judge President did indicate that the importance of those dates is that if the life of Parliament expires on the 29th of June, then the need to hold by-elections will no longer exist.
The 2013 Zimbabwe Investment Conference kicked off in Johannesburg today, with both South African and Zimbabwean authorities urging investment in the country's various sectors.
My thesis is very simple. No charity, don't feel sorry for us. We want a win-win situation where you invest and make money, but in the process, you help somebody else.
And the International Criminal Court is observing Genocide Awareness Month, but some are asking if the ICC is picking on Africa with 8 investigations opened on the continent in the last 10 years.
The High Court today said Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai does not have a role to play in setting dates for by-elections following an application by his lawyers seeking to join President Robert Mugabe in a matter before the courts. The president is asking to be excused from complying with last year's court order that he fixes dates for 3 by-elections in Matabeleland before March 31. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
Judge President George Chiweshe today said Mr. Tsvangirai has no say in the issue of when by-elections can be called in 3 constituencies of Ngaye South, Vulelima East and Lupane East. Justice Chiweshe said the Prime Minister had no role in the by-election dispute between President Mugabe and Abednego Bebe, Njaviliso Mguni and Norman Mpofu, all former legislators of the MDC formation led by Industry and Commerce Minister Welsh Mengwe. Justice Chiweshe's comments came during a hearing in which Mr. Tsvangirai was seeking to be a respondent in the case. The High Court last year ordered the president to proclaim the by-election dates by March 31, but in an urgent application a fortnight ago, President Mugabe asked the court to excuse him from complying with the order, arguing it made no economic sense to hold the by-elections as he was going to dissolve parliament and call for harmonized elections before or on June 29 this year. The matter was scheduled to be heard last Thursday, but was postponed to today after Mr. Tsvangirai approached the court seeking to be joined in the matter. Mr. Tsvangirai argued Mr. Mugabe had not consulted him on the dates for the crucial general elections as is required by the Global Political Agreement. But today, Deputy Attorney General Prince Machaya, representing the president, told the court he was amending his application to drop the issue of general elections. Attorney Chris Mike for Mr. Tsvangirai explains they are awaiting Machaya to amend his application so the case can be heard tomorrow.
There are specific mentions, details pertaining to harmonized elections in the application, the main application. And there was an indication by the Attorney General's office representing the president that they wish to abandon all references to the general elections or the harmonized elections.
Machaya said the court will now decide on the issue of by-elections only and will specifically determine on the expiry date of the current parliament.
Judge President expects the parties to address him on the issue of whether the life of parliament expires on 29th June 2013 or the 29th of October 2013. And the Judge President did indicate that the importance of those dates is that if the life of parliament expires on the 29th of June, then the need to hold by-elections will no longer exist. But if the dissolution of parliament occurs on the 29th of October, then it will be necessary to hold by-elections in those constituencies where they should be held.
Mike said in light of Mr. Mugabe's amendment to his application, the Prime Minister may reconsider his application for a jointer.
We are waiting, therefore, to see the confirmation of the abandonment by the AG's office and to take further instructions from the Prime Minister as to what his attitude will be if this matter is now just about by-elections.
Mr. Mugabe was last year ordered by the High Court to set a date for 3 by-elections in Ngai South, Vulelima East and Lupane East following an application by Bebe, Muguni and Mpofu. Justice Chiweshe last year ordered that dates for the by-elections be proclaimed by 31 March this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.